This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host, Travis Chance. Travis, you've got a great topic today, but before we get into that, how have you been? What's going on over there?
I am so excited. As you can tell, I am giddy. This is my giddy face.
It is.
College football starts officially for us this coming weekend. So I am beside myself with excitement and anticipation to see the SEC get kicked off. And it's just a whole different time of year. You have the fall coming and, you know, barbecues and football and hunting season. And this is my Disney World.
This is
when it comes alive. So
you're a Bulldogs fan, right?
I am a Bulldogs fan. Yeah. I am a Bulldog and Eagle fan.
Okay.
Grew up as a Georgia fan, like many kids, you know, coming out of the crib, holding my Herschel Walker blanket and, you know, stuffed animal with Herschel's number on it. And
then went
to Georgia Southern and graduated. So I am a Bulldog / Eagle unless they are playing each other. And then I don't wear red or blue, or wear white. Just go neutral.
Neutral.
In the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, so, makes sense. Yep. How about pro team? Who's your pro team?
You know, I could give two kicks about pro.
Okay.
Basically, you're watching college football right now. You're watching a pro league because, Carson Beck got a pay cut going to the Cardinals.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, from Miami Hurricanes to the Arizona Cardinals, he got a pay cut. If that's not pro team, I don't know what you call it. So
yeah.
Supposed to be NIL, but you know, let's face it, it's a nah. Yeah, that's we've taken it past that spirit.
Don't get me started on that. I think it's ruining the game, the money.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, your jeopardy as a coach is every year whenever you guys walk off the field for the last time, you got to recruit your same team over again. Because you got to keep the guys who are there, and then you got to go and fill the gaps of the people who left or the people who went to the draft or whatever. But that's okay. Hey, I'm not saying that this is going to guarantee success, Tony. But Georgia has 22 players on their defense that actually have experience coming back and probably have the best linebacker core in the nation. So. I'm not saying that that's a guaranteed recipe for success, but we've got some opportunity here. This might be an interesting season. So
yeah, I think it will be for Georgia for sure. Well, hey, we're talking about income and outcome. Mm-hmm. You wanted to call the show "Income is the Outcome." Explain that to us.
Folks, income is the outcome in retirement. If you don't have income, you're going back to work. I mean, let's call it what it is. You can have money in your portfolio, but if it's not able to produce income and you can't use it to, if it doesn't translate to food and gas and, you know, utilities and rent and all the things that you need to live, what do you have? You don't have a retirement. So that's why whenever we talk about income, income is our desired outcome because, you know, for years and years, let's think back. You know, we in the 60s and 70s, pensions were really the, you know, you went to work for Ford because you got a pension. You went to work for IBM because you got a pension. You retired and you knew that your paycheck was going to continue. that was replaced by what? By the defined contribution system. And then all of a sudden we went from how much is my income going to be to what is my portfolio going to look like, right? Am I going to retire with $500,000 or $1 million or whatever your number was? That's when people started to transition and think about portfolio size, not income size. Mm. But at the end of the day, Tony, if your portfolio is incapable and unable to produce the amount of income you need, what good is it? Right. That's where we have to think deeper and talk about how we take a lump sum of assets and transition that into a retirement income that's dependable. Right. Because, you know, you can watch your 401k statement and, you know, think about, OK, how much money do I have? And, you know, all that. But you need to be asking, how much income can my money actually produce or provide?
Right.
And that's what we're going to talk about today is, you know, give you an example and walk through some scenarios of how much income. How much you can actually spend, how much is reliable, how long is it going to last, how much flexibility you're going to have when markets and taxes change. And I think that's really something that retirees need to at least hear, because there's some of you guys out there, I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb here. If you're stretching your portfolio right now, and some of us are because of inflation, if the market does not participate or does not perform as it has, that could be problematic really quick.
Yeah.
Right. So pay close attention to this episode, because I think it might apply to everybody.
A lot of people are diligent savers. They've grown their 401ks or their IRAs. They have these lump sums, like you mm-hmm. say. But the trick is turning that lump sum mm-hmm. into a reliable income that's going to last you your entire retirement, maybe 30, even 40 years. Now we're seeing people live in retirement. If they retire earlier at 62, people are living to 100. Mm-hmm. More and more people every day live to 95 or 100. So you've got a plan for it. And how do you turn that lump sum? How do you know that lump sum's enough? And I think this is a great topic that we all need to hear, right?
So many, many times, Tony, you and I've talked about it on the show, and folks, you know I'm speaking to you, right? The 4% rules, whatever. Pretty much everyone recognizes it's kind of the standard. You know, you've heard it for 20, 30, 40 years. 4% rule is what? It's basically if you have $500,000, that's like 20 grand gross. If you have $1 million, that's 40,000 gross. If you have 2 million, that's what? That's 80,000 gross. So you can do the math in your head. Whatever your portfolio is, you can kind of correlate it in that manner. So let's say that there's a number that floats around. And I don't know where this thing gained traction, Tony, but I've actually heard several people quote this number whenever I ask, what do you think your magic number is, or what do you think you need to live comfortably, or what do you need to accumulate? And a lot of times I get the number $2 million. Why? Why do you think you need $2 million? Well, I don't know. That's just what that's what I read that you have to have to live comfortably. So let's think about it this way. So if you have a target of $2 million, you're using the 4% rule. That's 80,000. And let's say, for instance, you and your spouse, you're going to get, let's say you're going to get, or the higher wage earner, whomever that is, it's going to get $3,000 a month. Let's say the spouse, they're drawing half of that benefit. Let's say that's $18,000 a year, $1,500 a month. That's about $54,000 in Social Security income. You tack that on to a 4% withdrawal, and that's close to $134,000. You know, most retirees would do cartwheels. They jump up and down, you know, do a back handspring and say, oh my gosh, you know, it'd be like Mary Lou Retton. They're going to the retirement Olympics. And in actuality, I think what they sometimes get kind of a rude awakening is $134,000 your spendable money, or is that your gross money? Because that's two different things. Because what is never going to go away in taxes. Retirement, especially if all you have is pre-tax assets. And let's assume that these are pre-tax assets.
Yeah.
You know, you have, let's say, for instance, $80,000 of taxable income. That means chances are your taxable income, I would say gross federal. Now, we're not going to do state because, you know, South Carolina, there could be some listeners in South Carolina, some in Georgia, some in other places, depending on if you follow us on YouTube. But if you say gross federal, you're probably looking at about $10,000 to $12,000 in federal tax. Yeah. That's depending on your area. That's a probably pretty good line. So just say you're getting $10,000 a month to live and spend comfortably. The problem that I think we have to contend with is, Tony, only a portion of what we just described is insulated from the market. If Social Security stays as it is, and you know, you have been focused on creating this lump sum to provide this income stream, if all of a sudden we were to go into a 25% sell-off, the S&P, what Dow, whatever your index you track is, that's not uncommon, and it can happen.
Oh, sure.
If that 25% drawdown happens, now that $2 million is now $1.5 million potentially. And now that $80,000 gross is not a 4% distribution. It is closer to a 6 or 7% yeah. distribution rate. That's really where I think it starts to really come home to roost is that going to be a tenable situation? Is that going to be a comfortable situation for, let's say, John and Sally, who are creating this kind of income? Knowing that now your bills didn't drop 25%, your groceries, your insurance, your utilities, I mean, those continue to go up, not down. Property taxes, they went up, not down. But you're faced with the fact that unlike when you were working, you used that as an opportunity.
Right.
Now it's going to be a point of contention and a point of stress because you're going to be sitting there wondering, especially if you're doing it on your own, what do I need to sell? Because, you know, now my distribution, I don't have, let's say you didn't free up the cash and have that sitting on the sideline. What are you going to sell to produce the income that you need to live comfortably? And how long is that going to take your portfolio to recover? Because if you're spending aggressively into a drawdown, it takes even longer for your portfolio to get back to where it was, if it ever can, right? So when you start thinking about producing income, it's not just about whether your portfolio can and will produce this 4% magical number. It's what is the impact as the markets go up, the markets go down, taxes go up, taxes go down. This could really cause significant issues in the market because your income should be the outcome. You want predictable, repeatable income. So if you're John and Sally, like we just talked about, there's a good chance, Tony, do you think that they're stressed or you think that they're probably enjoying retirement if things don't go quite the way they anticipated?
Yeah, they're going to be stressed.
They're going to be in a significantly different headspace.
Yeah.
But let's think about if we did it another way. And this is where I think we really sometimes we focus on keeping that number or thinking that just because we are seeing, you know, our Charles Schwab account or Vanguard account or Fidelity account, whatever account you have, we're seeing it just, you know, continue to grow and it makes us feel good. But at the end of the day, like we talked about, the income may not be predictable and repeatable. But let's talk about, let's say, another situation. Maybe we have a different couple. Let's say Mike and Susan, right? John and Sally versus Mike and Susan. But Mike and Susan, they took a different approach. And let's say that they targeted $2 million. But what they did was they said, okay, look, we're going to keep $1.5 million liquid. We're going to take $500,000 and we're going to create a predictable income stream. That is going to do what to their total portfolio? Is it going to make them feel good when they look at Schwab? Would they love to be like John and Sally and see $2 million bucks in their portfolio? Absolutely. But $1.5 million is still nothing to sneeze at, correct? Yes. Right. So if you have, let's say, $500,000 producing income, let's think about how the construction of that may change the entire balance of this equation. assuming 54,000 still in Social Security, right? That leaves us with, if you need, like we talked about Mike and Susan, or John and Sally, don't want to confuse, Mike and Susan, if you want $10,000 a month spendable, remember, not gross, net, then they need $66,000, right? Well, Mike and Susan didn't just focus on a guaranteed income stream. They also focused on having additional tax advantaged and tax free sources of income in their retirement portfolio. And if they take the same approach of trying to get to that 10,000 number, well, if 54,000 is coming from Social Security, you got 36,000, let's say, coming from guaranteed income sources, you now have 90,000 covered. You only need 30 grand out of that 1.5 million to live comfortably. Tony, if you have diversified, like we have talked about, it's not just about investment diversification and whether you have alternative investments and private placements and stocks and bonds and ETFs and mutual funds, whatever the case is, it's about the tax diversification as well. And if you can take a portion of that 1.5, like Mike and Susan, and have Roth built in, have after-tax assets built in where it's capital gains, it's not ordinary income, you can time, combine, and sequence your portfolio to generate that income stream and probably pay little to no taxes in retirement. Because if you're having most of this income being produced from the right now Social Security and guaranteed income stream, this year, if you're a 65-year-old couple, folks, your standard deduction exemption is over $47,000. I think it's $47,500.
Yeah.
You can do a lot of tax planning and of tax avoidance. I didn't say the bad word, right? We're not trying to get around taxes. We're going to render under Caesar what's Caesar's, but we're going to do tax planning to make sure that we can generate that income stream safely
and minimize your tax burden.
Correct.
But here's the point. There's nothing wrong with that. The IRS tax code gives us options to minimize what we
have. Correct. They give you the rules. You just got to know how to put them together.
Right.
But Tony,
easier said than done, though.
It is. It is yeah. Not something that for the uninitiated, sometimes it's a bit difficult. But here's the other thing. Something you and I have also talked about in past shows, but we have not talked about on this show, is what happens to your portfolio whenever you see markets maybe start off in a bad period versus a good period in retirement. You start to introduce sequence of returns risk, right? Yeah. Because like we talked about previously, about 10 minutes ago, if the market starts to go down, now your 4% distribution rate could very rapidly turn into 6, 7, 8, or 10% distribution rate. Yeah. But here's the kicker. If you have all of your income minus that $30,000 that we need already in protected income, then you only need a 2% withdrawal rate, not a 4% withdrawal rate on the remaining assets. Tony, a $1.5 million portfolio, even in a really terrible market, can probably safely produce 2% standing on its head. 4% can double really quick, but even if you say, let's say the market is just absolutely terrible, and we talked about 4% being the safe withdrawal rate, if you start at 2, and let's say that your portfolio gets cut in half, Tony, that means your distribution rate now only goes to 4. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because you have to think about where you are and what you're producing in income. Folks, the more pressure that you take off of your portfolio, the more income that it can produce and the more income it can produce safely. And that's really the key, is it's not always about, you know, I was watching this the other day, and folks, especially the guys, WTKS, if you're joining us, thank you for joining us this morning. But Tony and I always, somehow it comes back to TV shows and sports and movies, et cetera. Course. But I was watching the the TV show Ozark on Netflix again, because it's just, it's a great show, right? I probably watched it three or four times. And Jason Bateman was going into the bank. This was first episode. Don't want to spoil it for you guys, but if you haven't seen it, if you haven't, go watch it. But he walks in the bank and the FBI is sitting there telling him that he can't pull out $8 million in cash. And he's like, if I want to get into a hot tub naked and pull a Scrooge McDuck counting my $8 million, you can't stop me. Guys, I'm not saying that I don't want you to have that Scrooge McDuck moment if you want to. You want to focus on your portfolio. You want to focus on how big it is. Go for it. I'm not telling you not to. But what I am telling you is it's not about the dollars you can throw up in the air and catch in the hot tub. It's about how many dollars are going to be repeated and put back in your checking account, in your P.O. box, in your mailbox each month so that you can continue to pay the power bill, the food bill, the utilities, the gas, the things that you need to live and live a unpressured life.
Yeah, it's not always about how much you have. It's about how much you keep.
How much you make and how much you keep. Right.
Yeah.
Because when the market drops, and it will, and I'm not telling you that everybody has the same situation. I am not telling you that.
Yeah, everyone's situation is different.
You need to create your plan based on your unique goals and objectives, et cetera. But what I am telling you is there is a path out there that's probably a lot less stressful than the path you may be on. Because, you know, money is going to have to provide a number of things, right? You're going to have to provide growth because you need money, because Tony talked about longevity risk, you know, living 25, 30, 35, 40 years. Inflation, I hate to say it, it's going to be a problem going forward. I don't think we're going to be at 2% a year from now. I don't know that we ever get back to 2% at a consistent rate, right? 2 to 3, maybe 4. I think that's probably reasonable, especially with the amount of money we've printed. But that's what we're going to be faced with. Liquidity, emergencies, legacy planning, your money has to do all these things. This is something that has to be thought through and thought through very carefully. But my question to you is, how are you going to do it? Are you going to do it on your own? Are you going to take the Rambo approach? Or are you going to actually sit down and speak with someone who can help you put these pieces together, make sure that they fit and fit well? Right? It's not just putting a suit on off the rack. You got to make sure it doesn't just fit, but it looks good on you. And that's where we see the biggest issue is folks settle when they don't need to settle. So here's some questions that if you're doing it on your own or if you have another advisor, you need to think through. Number one, does my retirement actually cost me? Not just the fees you're paying, not just the taxes you're paying, but the entire picture. Right? Everything together. What is your actual cost in retirement? How much income do you need every month? Not just the months that you have the big bills come in, like maybe you pay your insurance biannually and you have like June and December are really big months. I'm talking about month after month after month. How much income do you need? How much of that's going to be provided by Social Security and reliable income sources? What happens to your portfolio if taxes go up, which they most likely could in the future? And then finally, how is your portfolio going to handle all the stressors? That's where you need to have some guidance, folks. And if you're in the Savannah area, we've got some courses coming up that may benefit you, may help you ask and answer some questions that you didn't think about. And if that's something that concerns you, give us a call. 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Let us help you get some peace of mind in your retirement.
Give Travis a call again, the number 877-269-0839. And that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.